Back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and we make it so easy. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, we thought to close out tonight's show, we would have some fun, a little fantasy, a book review for all of our New England Patriot fans who love the legendary quarterback, Tom Brady. So we've invited author Richard J. King, who has just released his new book. It is titled Meeting Brady, One Man's Quest for Truth, Enlightenment, A Simple Game of Catch with the Patriots Quarterback. You talk about the ultimate fantasy. I'd like to live that one. Hello, Richard. It's good to have you with us tonight.
Hi, Alyssa. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to diving into your book, hearing all about it. But I know you're a big Patriots fan. The NFL season, here we are, week two. They got a big test on Sunday, face the Bills on the road. I mean, how closely do you follow your Patriots? Are you going to be at that game?
Well, I won't travel to the game. I don't think I could afford to do that to all the games. But I'll certainly be going to my local sports bar and Angie's in Mystic, Connecticut. And, yeah, we'll all be watching and cheering it on.
Very good. Well, let's talk about your new book, Meeting Tom Brady. As I said, One Man's Quest for Truth, Enlightenment, and the Simple Game of Catch. Tell us about the mission of this particular book, because I will say, Richard, this is a unique read.
Thanks. Yeah. No, it started in the spring of 2013, and I had written a couple of books that were a little bit more serious, and I was looking for an adventure that was a little lighter, but also more personal. And I'm 45 now, and when I started this sort of adventure, I was in my early 40s, and, you know, some of us at that age start to assess where we are in our life and thinking about success and what we've achieved and what we haven't. And so I was thinking a lot about what it meant to be successful, particularly in America, and looking around, and you just look at Tom Brady and all that he's achieved, and he seems to have achieved everything he's looking for. And so I got into my head that I just really wanted to rationalize my obsession with football with the chance to just have a catch with Brady and be able to have a non-Bill Belichick conversation, just throwing the ball back and forth.
And I think most middle-aged guys, they could probably, I mean, your story's kind of universal. I mean, you could identify and relate to that. I mean, you know, coming to grips with it, middle age, and here's this guy, as you're saying, you know, Mr. All-American. He's got the beautiful wife. I mean, an incredible legacy already in the NFL, a four-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's not, this isn't really a book about, it's not a biography of Brady, and it's not, you know, a big fanboy piece. I like to think that it is pretty universal for anyone in your life is kind of working through that midlife time.
Now, come on, Richard. I mean, 45, that's not over the hill or anything. So just, you got to lighten up, not be so hard on yourself.
Right. Well, I think that was some of the lessons of the book. I think a lot of it comes, you know, when you look at, you know, some of these athletes like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and you really think about them, and they're in their late 30s, and, you know, they're 15 years older than everybody else in the locker room, and you try to imagine what it's like for them when everybody around them is talking about their decline and how, you know, to think about what it would be for a pro athlete once you leave that game, that what's next for you.
Hey, author Richard King is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Brand new book that is out. You got to go out and get a copy of it, Meeting Tom Brady. It is a fun read. One Man's Quest for Truth, Enlightenment, and a Simple Game of Catch with Patriots Quarterback. And I know the suspense. Everyone's wanting to know, did you meet Tom Brady? But we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But I got to ask you, why were you so intrigued with this particular sports figure? You mentioned, you know, Peyton Manning. We've been talking about him on the show tonight. I mean, why Tom Brady?
Yeah, I think partly because I live in New England and I've been a Patriots fan, but also I grew, you know, I played sports into high school and into college, but really, you know, sort of my highlight of my athletic career was in seventh and eighth grade playing football. So I've always really loved football, and, you know, when I was little playing with my friends, you know, down at the park, and so football has been a part of my life and part of my family really since I was young.
Okay, so this is a determined pursuit as it unfolds within the book, you know, this opportunity to meet Tom Brady. Let me ask you this. Who did you visit with to find out and learn more about who Tom Brady is as a person?
Yeah. So I traveled all around the country. I had my VW minibus and my dog, and we went to Michigan, to the Big House, and interviewed people, you know, in the tailgating fields, and that was extraordinary. I'd never been to a Big Ten football game and to be at the University of Michigan. That was really eye-opening. And so I interviewed all folks in the tailgating fields. I went to Boston South Station. I went to my local mall. So I like to interview a lot of the people. But I also interviewed current quarterbacks and former quarterbacks and a whole bunch of sports writers. I had a fitness session with Tom Brady's body coach. I was able to eventually get to a press conference and go into the locker room. And I interviewed haters, you know, the guy who runs the I Hate Tom Brady Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
A whole range in a real sort of trying to explore the whole topic.
Was there a common denominator? I mean, what was the feedback that you were receiving about Tom Brady? And, you know, even things like his approach to the game, his because obviously he excels and he's a person of excellence.
Yeah, yeah. I think for men of my age, almost inevitably, anybody I talk to, it was about confidence. And it was about how does this man, you know, stand in that tunnel before the Super Bowl or get back onto the field in the fourth quarter when they're down by 10 points or, you know, with all those people shouting to be able to think calmly and to execute and or even when he was 18 years old to leave San Mateo, California and be like, yeah, you know what, I think I want to be the starting quarterback in the University of Michigan. So I think for a lot of people, it's about that confidence. Like, where does he get that from? For a lot of other people, it's, you know, some of those more lighter things, you know, like, hey, what does he do with all his money? And, you know, like, what did he and Giselle talk about? And do they both, you know, how many nannies do they have? You know, and so that sort of thing.
Okay, so we're running out of time. Quickly give us the final scoop. I mean, did you succeed? I mean, did you have the opportunity to ultimately meet Tom Brady?
Yeah, yeah, I'll try not to spoil the ending, but I'll say that I got exactly what I needed, and it was sort of perfect for the book and perfect for the adventure. So I feel like it wraps up very well, but I won't spoil exactly what happens.
Wonderful. Meeting Tom Brady, One Man's Quest for Truth, Enlightenment, and a Simple Game of Catch with Patriots quarterback. Richard J. King has been with us, and I look forward to the next book that you'll produce, and we look forward to having you back on the program. Congratulations, Richard.
Thanks. Thanks a lot for having me on.
That, of course, was author Richard King of his new book, Meeting Tom Brady. And right now we want to pause and thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup. James Hale, senior writer with OU Insider. Steve Habel, senior writer with Horns Illustrated. Andy Pondilla with our weekly MLB News and Notes. Tony Nathan, touchdown Tony, star running back with the Miami Dolphins. Fred Clare, former Los Angeles Dodgers executive VP and general manager. And Dick Vermeil, the legendary NFL coach. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, reminding you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio.